Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Online at WWL.com or the Radio.com app. Welcome into what is going to be, hopefully, a massively fun edition of The Last Lap. Of course, Anthony Davis over the weekend. We predicted it on Friday. Logan, who's behind the glass, Logan Falgu, our producer today. We predicted the one day that I was going to be out of commission. I was helping a friend with some stuff, and I was in North Louisiana, and I knew that was the day, of course, this Anthony Davis trade was going to happen when I couldn't comment on it immediately. And it did. The Pelicans get what I think is a king's ransom in return for 1 year of Anthony Davis. And now we're past that. And we're to the point where we're going to start speculating on what the Pelicans do with all of these assets that they have in return, including maybe most significantly right now, the number four overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft that is on Thursday. We've got great guests lined up for you today, including Ollie Cosell, editor-in-chief of The Bird Rights, Tania Ganugli, a Lakers beat writer for the Los Angeles Times, and Keith Smith, who covers the NBA for YahooSports.com. All of those guests will be in the 9 and 10 o'clock hours because this opening hour, the entire 8 o'clock hour, it's all about you and me. I wanted to clear this hour so we can take your calls and text and get your reaction to this blockbuster trade. You should know by now, but just recapping exactly what has happened, the Pelicans have traded Anthony Davis to the Los Angeles Lakers. They get Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Josh Hart in return, and three first-round picks, including, again, the number four overall pick in this draft. So our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll quite simply asked you, who won the Anthony Davis trade? The Lakers and Anthony Davis, or the Pelicans? With all of those picks, you can cast your vote at WWL.com or the Radio.com app. You know, let's start with my opinion on this. And folks, I don't really believe that it's all that close. I think the Pelicans won this trade in a lopsided defeat. This would have been like a two-round TKO if this were a heavyweight boxing match. And the initial reaction for me, I think, was similar to maybe most of yours on Saturday when we found this out. A little bit of a gut punch, right? Because the bully got what they wanted. It's tough to accept when somebody who's been beating you over the head for months, acting the bully, gets what they've wanted from you. But there's oftentimes that those bullies got to be a little careful what they wished for. We know the Lakers and Anthony Davis, Rich Paul, LeBron James pulling all these strings behind the scenes to orchestrate this trade. It finally worked out. They got the guy that they wanted for a couple of years now. But here's the thing we must remember when evaluating this trade. We've got to remember it. Anthony Davis had only one season remaining on his contract with the Pelicans, and he was a gone pecan. He was out of here. He was going to enter unrestricted free agency next season. And not only was he assuredly gone from New Orleans, but it was highly probable, maybe even almost certain, that he would have signed with the Los Angeles Lakers anyways, folks. That's what he and his agent and all these leaks and rumors behind the scene, that's what they were all telling us for months now, that he would sign with Los Angeles and wanted to get to L.A. They threw out New York and they threw out a place like, I don't know, Milwaukee. That was just odd. We all knew exactly where Anthony Davis was almost assuredly going to end up in July of next season had the Pelicans kept him or whoever got him after this one-year deal would have been the Los Angeles Lakers. So the Pelicans traded one season of Anthony Davis, and they get back Brandon Ingram, 18 points per game, good three-point shooter. If he can stay healthy, we have people saying that he could be an all-NBA type of player. They get Lonzo Ball, issues shooting from anywhere on the court, but great defender, could be an elite defender soon. He is exceptional in transition, great facilitator. And for all the negatives that we've talked about, Lonzo Ball and his dad, he is extremely passionate about the game of basketball to a level that even exceeds a lot of the other young stars and players in the NBA. That's only a good thing for him and, of course, for the New Orleans Pelicans. They get back Josh Hart. Doesn't look like he's going to be a star, but you've got to have pieces around stars when you're trying to win a championship. Josh Hart shoots the three well, defends well. He's young. You got 6 years of team control left with him. And he's already going to be, or projected to be, one of the first options off the bench and in the rotation for Alvin Gentry, who just signed an extension to his contract earlier tonight. And then on top of that, you get three first-round picks, including the number 4 overall pick this year. And with a couple of those picks, one of them is the top 8's protected pick. If not, it'll go unprotected. But then the Pelicans would have the option with the later pick to swap it with that third first-round pick in 2024. If they desire, they could go to 2025. That is an extraordinary haul for a guy you would have only had in town for one season. So right there, you've got to stop the presses, and the Pelicans won this on their side of the deal. Anybody trying to spin it any other way than that is either an anti-Pelicans guy, lives in Los Angeles, or has their head so far buried in the sand, they haven't been paying attention. From a Lakers perspective, look, they had to get somebody next to LeBron James, or there would have been a full-out revolt by the fan base and probably by LeBron James and everybody around him there. But they gave up 5 years of Brandon Ingram, 6 years of Lonzo Ball, 6 years of Josh Hart, three future first-round picks, including the number 4 pick in this draft, for 1 year of Anthony Davis. 1 year. If the Lakers don't win a title this year, and yes, they are the favorites to do that right now in Vegas, if they don't win a title this year with Anthony Davis, this is going to look like one of the more lopsided trades in NBA history, in my mind. If they win a title, this certainly looks like a win-win for both sides. There's no doubt. LeBron James has done this before, by the way. He has played mercenary and puppet master behind the scenes for every franchise that he's been at. Did it with the Cavaliers, then the Heat, and Cavaliers again. Spent years shipping off draft picks and young players in order to bring in veteran players, sometimes stars, who LeBron James himself is comfortable playing with, and not the other way around. James is notoriously self-centered in how he's managed these situations. Teams must always make sure that these players can coexist with James. Never the other way around. I guess those are the perks of being one of the greatest players of all time. I get it. But the franchises that he's played for should see what this leads to. Folks, I'm telling you, once LeBron James is out of L.A. in 3-4 years, whether that's he's no longer there or whether that's he retires or whether that's his play has degraded to the point where he's no longer the superstar that he is today, Anthony Davis is going to have one hell of a time competing for anything there. They're not going to have any young players. They're going to have very few draft picks, if any. This is a win-now move, and Anthony Davis, who it looks like he's going to sign a long-term extension with that franchise, he'll be there almost assuredly past the LeBron James era, wondering what in the heck went on. The Pelicans are set up for long-term success here. And it's going to be a theme on our show that the Pelicans now must preach patience to the level that they have never had in their history, certainly not in the Dell Demps era. ESPN's Brian Windhorst, who has been pretty pro-Lakers throughout this whole process, we've detailed it on our show. Great NBA insider, he knows his stuff, but he also has seemed like almost a megaphone for LeBron James Clutch Sports in LA during this process. Well, you know what Brian Windhorst said about this trade? Here's his quote on ESPN 710 in LA over the weekend, quote, "What they gave up for him is potentially scandalous. It's an unbelievable haul they gave," end quote. And you know what? I agree with him. And again, I'll say it. Pelicans win this trade now, clearly. We will not be able to judge this trade fairly until many years down the road when we know how Lonzo and Ingram and Hart develop, who the Pelicans get with these picks, and exactly what happens in Los Angeles in the immediate and long term. But right now, folks, the clear winners in this deal are the New Orleans Pelicans. You can find my article, judging the trade, grading the trade online, Pelicans clear winners in the AD trade, up at WWL.com. I posted that yesterday. I also posted another piece that we're going to talk about later in this hour in why I think the Pelicans would be making a massive mistake if they trade the number 4 overall pick for a rent-a-player, and that seems to be the consensus by so many in the area and also across the country. I just don't understand why, but we'll get to that later in the hour. So much to talk about today. It's going to be a fantastic show, and we're going to ask you to weigh in now. Phone lines will be open for the rest of the hour. Phone number is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Our text line is 870-870. The last lap just getting started. Pelicans 80, talk all night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.